Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, and Happy New Year. A super, super Happy New Year to everybody. I hope there's not too many sore heads. I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you're all excited about the year ahead. Just a wee FYI, this episode, which is pre-recorded, it wasn't recorded today or even yesterday or whenever, is brought to you by a very busy, tired Aileen. I have been on the go since 5, 6 o'clock this morning. It's currently almost 7 p.m. at night, and my eyes are rolling in the back of my head. I'm so tired. Working, been running about, been sorting things personally, businessy, I don't even know, shopping, food shop, because you know, when you have kids, you actually need to feed them. So yeah, we had to make sure that the children who are very grown up were getting fed today, tonight, tomorrow, for the rest of, yes. Anyway, I'm actually genuinely losing the plot at this point. This was supposed to be, so a wee confession. This was supposed to be a visual episode, but nobody needs to see me when I'm this tired and potentially see my wee head nodding off every now and again. You know, one of the ones. I mean, I'd still talk, because I'm sure I probably still talk in my sleep. In fact, I can guarantee I talk in my sleep. Because we all know I like to talk, and my sons will also tell you that I like to talk, and they hate it. Not just for the fact that they don't want me to talk to them, because why would you want to speak to your mother? But also for the fact when they go anywhere with me, I always bump into at least 1, 10, 12 people I know. And each person I'll speak to for minimum 10 minutes, usually about half an hour. My oldest doesn't have to suffer that very often, because he's normally at work when I'm out and about. The youngest, he doesn't come out with me very often, but when he does, he hates it. And I get warned before we go out, don't you start talking to anybody. In my defence, and this is always my defence when I say it to him as well, and he just won't listen to my defence. I don't think he should ever become a judge or a barrister or anything like that. He definitely should not go into the legal system, because none of us are getting off lightly with this boy. So in my defence, I don't always start the conversations. So when somebody starts a conversation with me or says hi to me or even makes eye contact with me, I will reply. I will continue the conversation for as long as they wish. My son hates it. So it's quite funny. It's a running joke. But yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed their New Year's Eve. I hope you are enjoying your new year. And I hope you have all get exciting things ahead in 2025. I will hopefully be announcing a few exciting things this later in the week. I'm not sure. Potentially the weekend, because I'm waiting for all the sore heads to go. I don't even know how many days are left in the week anymore. I was going to say in the year, but this is New Year's Day for you, not for me. It's very, very confusing. My tiny, tiny brain can only consume so much information when it comes to things that, oh, what's the word, bore me. I don't quite know what day of the week it is. I'm lost. I want to sleep. And then get my Prince Charming to wake me up one day when he decides to find me. Come with me and we'll see. I know that's the wrong film, but that wee song just came into my head there. And you all know that if I find a song, I will sing it to you. If I think of a song, I'll sing it to you. So, what's all having for dinner tonight? It's always a question, isn't it? What you having for New Year's dinner? So, we normally have steak pie, but because one of my sons, well, I say we, me and my oldest normally have steak pie. But he's gluten intolerant, and I know I could make my own, but I'm a very busy person. Don't have time for that malarkey. So we normally get a gluten-free one from the butchers, but Aileen forgot to order it. And yes, I could have just went to the butchers and queued and got one. I had no time for that. So, New Year's dinners are going to be what they're going to be. Don't know. I think steak. Steak pie. Nearest thing to it, isn't it? My youngest will either have chicken, because that's what he lives off of, or he will have a mince round. If anybody doesn't know what a mince round is, Google it. Basically a pie with mince in it. Mince and gravy type thing. So, I'm presuming that's what dinner's going to be. If not, it will be something that consists of chicken. Could be a curry. Could be a stir fry. Could be just chicken. It could be that I genuinely don't know at this point what anybody's doing with their life, what they're doing with their eating habits, drinking habits, or any kind of anything that keeps you alive. So, I've got a genuine question, right? And you're all going to go, oh, here we go, one of Aileen's questions. And anybody that knows me will genuinely be rolling their eyes at the minute. But, all you woo-woo people out there who believe in ghosts, afterlife, spirits, not the drinking kind, aliens, and your healing crystals and all that. So I've got something that keeps happening to me in this house. Now, it potentially is just my eyesight gone wrong, or that I'm very tired, or I'm completely imagining it. But I keep thinking I see smoke. And no, I'm not burning candles. No, I'm not setting my house on fire. And no, there's no actual smoke or fire round about. There is no smell of smoke. There is nothing. I just, every now and again, get a wee glimpse and it looks like there's smoke kind of floating in the air. And it happens to me in multiple rooms. Well, actually, see, I don't have many rooms in my house because I'm only in a two-bedroom flat. So it doesn't happen in the kitchen, which is where you would imagine, because you know how, like, steam, smoke, fire, cookers, that malarkey. I'm not in the boys' rooms enough to see if it happens in there, but it always happens to me in the living room and in the kitchen. No, I told you it doesn't happen in the kitchen. In the living room and in the bathroom. I've never had it happen to me in my hall, and I've never had it happen in my kitchen. So, can anybody tell me what that means? And don't come back and say it means you're seeing things, or that you're seeing smoke. I kind of came to that conclusion myself. I want a genuine answer. Have I got somebody coming to visit me? I'm hoping, if it is that, they're bringing me some fabulous news, some fabulous luck, or they're just coming to protect me, because I genuinely need a wee bit of protection at the minute. But hey ho, we'll not get into that now. So, what does that mean? Or does it mean I'm going to go to a bonfire and I'm going to go camping and there's a fire round about? Does it mean I just need to get some more sleep? Somebody tell me, what does it mean? Am I losing the plot? Am I connecting with the, I was going to say afterbirth, the afterlife? I don't want to be connecting with my afterbirth if it's my afterbirth when I was pregnant. I mean, it'll be very out of date, so please not. It might be a bit mouldy. I don't know. And it's only been happening to me in the last few weeks. It's not something that's been going on for months or years. And no, I'm not in a new house. I've been in this house for over 20-something years. Don't even know how many anymore. I think it's 23 or something like that. Lost count. But I'm quite intrigued. I have googled it before anybody comes and says to me, Google it. I have googled it. Didn't really get much of an answer. So I need somebody in the know. If you're in the know, don't come and tell me that you're going to give me a reading. I'm not asking for a reading. I'm not asking for you to speak to anybody on the other side for me. If I want that, I will approach somebody who I deem fit. Not fit looking, fit to do the job that I want them to do. I am just asking for your, what do you call it? Experience, your knowledge. But I don't want a reading. Not the day. Too early in the year for that. Maybe in 6 months. It doesn't mean to say you need to write to me in 6 months and say, mind that time you said you don't want a reading, but maybe in 6 months, well, here I am. I need to just stop talking, I think. But I'll not stop talking because you're with all, I mean, I should really be the highlight of everybody's day, you know, at this point. So, new year, new you, new me, new day, new life, new month, new week. It's not a new week because New Year starts on a Wednesday, but you know what I mean. Uno. Uno. Uno day in uno month. One day in uno month. I don't know. I know when you talk French, there's like the masculine words and the feminine words, but at this point, I left school 29 years ago, 30 years ago, and I can't remember very much. I can count. And that's genuinely about the only thing that I need at this moment, because I need to be counting the pennies to save the pounds to get a house. So, who has New Year resolutions every year? And if you do, do you change them every year? Do you follow through with them? Continue them throughout the year? Is it something that you are like, right, this is my New Year's resolution and I'm sticking to it, and you stick to your guns? Or are you a bit like most of us who are late. This is my New Year's resolutions and I'm sticking to it for 3 years and then that's it, I've done my bit. It's like the whole, oh, that's me, 1st of January, I'm on a diet. Gotta get that, what is it, beach body for the summer. And then the pudding comes out and I'm like, oh, that's my favourite part of the meal. Show me the pavlova and pile on the cream. And I'm a happy, happy alien. Yeah, I'm not doing resolutions. And to be fair, I haven't for many years. Because I'm too lazy, to be fair. To be brutally honest, I'm probably too lazy. And it's not about being lazy. It's about being too busy in other parts of your life that I don't have the time to commit to going on a diet for 6 months. Because that's probably about the only thing that I wouldn't do a diet. I've had an eating disorder for many years. I don't have it at the minute. I'm currently, touch wood, on a very good path when it comes to that side of my mental health. I mean, I'm on a good path with all my mental health, but that's probably one of the important ones. But I had an eating disorder. I was anorexic for very many years. Roughly 20, on and off, back and forth. But I still have blips, but I also can see the blips and can rectify them quick enough before they grab me by the... Yes, them. I'm not saying that. I'm being good. It's the 1st of January. We're just went into New Year. I mean, I'm not in the 1st of January. Yous are in the 1st of January. But, yeah. Just call me Marty McFly. Although my hair looks like Doc. So... maybe I'm spoiled.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And from Doc, I can tell you, I've actually lost the plot, I think, at this point. I think Aileen needs a wee sleep. Aileen's been talking all day. She's been counselling, coaching, talking to pals, talking to friends, shopping, so she talks to everybody that works in the shops. Yeah. Aileen just needs to learn to shut up sometimes. I agree with her sons at this precise moment in time. So, New Year's resolutions, I ain't doing. I do think that instead of doing New Year's resolutions, it's maybe something that you could think about not on the 1st of January. Maybe try it at some other point, but what works for you doesn't might not work for me, and what works for me might not work for you. So let's all do our thing and not judge. I am not doing resolutions, but as I've said to you before, I do 12-month plans. So I have Ono 12-month plan written up, and I just need to do the other one. So we have the business one, we need to do the personal one. But to be fair, in my personal life, there's not really much that I want to change immediately. Maybe my bank balance, but then that would come hand in hand with the business, wouldn't it? Quite like to change the bank balance. The only thing I want to change is my living situation. And that is potentially in the works. Got a wee woman looking out for a wee house for me. She was a lovely wee woman I was talking to the other day. And I think she likes to talk as much as me. So if she becomes my landlord, the twos will be very, very happy. Somebody to talk to. So yeah, landlord, landlady. Sorry. Don't mean to misgender. Gender, but see, that's how tired I am. I can't even say basic words. So, I'm not doing New Year's resolutions, but I am doing plans. We're in planning mode. But what are yours? We touched on it in yesterday's episode, didn't we? Do you do the going on a diet, or are you more of a changing your whole life this year? Because I think a lot of people are feeling positive about 2025, me included. I am feeling like there's something that's making me very positive about it, as long as I behave myself. And everybody that I seem to speak to at the minute who are talking about 2025 are all talking about it in a positive light, and they can all feel almost like a change in the energy, a change in the atmosphere, a change in the way everybody's feeling, what they're doing, how they're talking. Not everybody, because there is still some people out there who are talking not very nice, but leave them in 2024, let them learn a lesson, okay? You do you. You do what's best for you. Leave them to do whatever they do. We're not here to make the... Ealing, be nice. It's the 1st of January. Although I could say what I want, because it's not actually the 1st of January for me. Not anybody that's got a negative impact, any kind of negative energy, a negative impact in your life, negative impact in how you think of yourself, let them be gone until they decide to be maybe a bit more positive. And it's not your job to make them positive. Yes, we can all help each other, and we can all help each other come through things, but there are genuinely some people who need to help themselves before anybody else can help them. They need to decide to make a change. They need to decide they want to be a better person, and that's not on you to make them decide that, or think that, or feel that. Because if you haven't had a negative impact on them, but yet you continue to allow them to be negative towards you, then nothing's going to change, because they're not learning a lesson. Anyway, and that can be in your personal life, your private life, your family life, your home life, your friendships, your work situation, your, what do you call it, education. Could be a doctor you're with, because I told you the other day, I think, about a doctor who is not a very nice person that I've seen. In fact, I've got another story about a doctor, but we'll leave that for another day. This is a cracker, this one. But yeah, 2025 doesn't need any negativity, especially not on day one. So let's all be cheery and happy today. Let's all eat our steak pie together. Although I won't have a steak pie, because I forgot to go to the butchers. I forgot to do my online order. Plus, my butchers isn't that close to me. I do need to drive quite a bit, and where he is, this is me genuinely making excuses, but they're real excuses. They're real reasons. They're not excuses. They're real reasons. His shop isn't anywhere near me. Where his shop's situated is on quite a busy road, and there's no car park or parking. So you kind of have to park up on the pavement, and then the last time I went, somebody's wing mirror gets swiped off, and I don't need that for the end of 2024, start of 2025. So that's why I normally get, what I do is I order a load of stuff, and then I freeze it at the one time, so that I only have to do like an order every now and again. But I forgot, and he's such a busy butchers that you've got to put your order in. If you want it delivered at this time of year, whether it be Christmas or New Year, you've kind of got to get your order in about 6 weeks in advance and choose your date. Otherwise, I'll not be seeing any steak pies till next week. But you know what? Who says you have to have a steak pie? I don't know. Is this a Scottish thing or is this a everybody thing? Genuinely don't know. I think it's a Scottish thing. I'm sure it's a Scottish thing, the steak pie. And some people have it on New Year's Eve and others have it New Year's Day. So if you're talking about your New Year's dinner, are you talking about your New Year's Eve dinner or are you talking about New Year's Day? When I talk about my New Year's dinner, it's New Year's Day. And my family are all like that as well. But then there's some people, when you say New Year's dinner, they're talking about New Year's Eve, and then they'll go, so what are you having for New Year's Day? I've just told you. And they're like, no, that my New Year's dinner's New Year's Eve. And I'm like, but that's not New Year. That's the end of the year. That's not the next year yet. Stop trying to confuse me. I get confused enough as it is. I'll have you know, I don't need anybody to help me in that department. But I'm sure my dad's throwing a shrimp on the barbie the now. You know, because he's sitting in 32 degrees. Can't tell I'm jealous, can you? Jesus. And then he sent me a message to tell me that he's going to see... he's going to watch the tennis. But, oh, it was tickets that... get bought for him as a gift, and I don't actually know how many of them are going. I think at least four of them are going, maybe more, maybe six, maybe, listen, there could be 106 for us. I know, all I know is there's tickets and somebody bought them for him, and it's they get to watch three matches, and it's like your actual big professional. Now I'm sure, and I can't say his name right, so I'm not going to even attempt to say his full name. So Djokovic, him. I'm sure he's one of the ones he's going to see. So when you first book the tickets, you don't get to choose and you don't get told who you're going to see. But then I think they got told either, I don't know if it was straight after they bought the tickets or if it was closer to the date they got told. But anyway, he sent me a picture of who he's going to see. And I was jealous, because I quite like watching the tennis. Because not how we've got Andy Murray and Jamie Murray. And that's another story that me and Danielle will tell you about on... whatever day. And I'm telling you, losing the plot. Andy and his... I said he's like Robocop now. But we'll talk about that another day, because I did extend that a bit further. I didn't just say he was Robocop. I'm sure you can all imagine where my mind went with that one, where it always goes right in the gutter. Absolute trash. No wonder my mother hates me. Listen, she'll not be saying that when I'm on stage as a comedian making my millions at her expense. I'm kidding. I shouldn't be saying that. Anyway, so New Year's Eve, I am doing nothing at night. I'm not going out. I am not visiting anybody. I am not first footing anybody. And I am not, I'm just not, I won't even begin it to put my rubbish in the bin. That can wait till New Year's Day as well. New Year's Day, I'm doing the same as New Year's Eve. Although New Year's Eve I will go out during the day, because I'll be working, and I'll also be, I won't be working. I'll be planning work for January, but I'll be going out to, like I've done that, because I'll need to get, you know, you always need to top things up, like your milk and your bread and your whatever. So I'll do all that, and then I'll come home and I'll start writing things down in bits of paper, which I'll probably lose by the 1st or the 2nd of January, because I tend to lose every bit of paper that I write down on. Then I'll have a bath, and we've already said we're having a takeaway on New Year's Eve. It's a tradition that we do. Me and the boys do New Year's Eve, New Year's New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, we always have a takeaway. That's just our thing. And then, what we're doing? New Year's Day, we'll probably just watch films, play some board games, do whatever, see what the weather's like. I doubt we'll go out. My oldest has only got the 2 days off, so I'm sure he'll just want to kind of chill and stay indoors and do not an awful lot. My boys are the complete opposite to me, in the sense that having to talk to people is their worst nightmare. Socialising is not for them. And then you've got me, who feels like a caged animal when she's in her house. When she's got nobody to talk to, she gets the mic out and she records a podcast. I'll just talk to myself if nobody else wants to talk to me. That's absolutely fine. I get the picture, Dolly Mixture. Oh, remember that? Just flowed off the tongue there. Listen. When I've got nobody to talk to, I phone one of my pals for school, who's actually my ex as well. I just phone him and annoy him and give him dogs abuse. And then he'll say to me, did you just phone me to make me feel even better about myself? And I'm like, of course. Listen, he loves it. In fact, I phoned him earlier and I said, I phoned him about, when did I speak to him? 4 or 5 days ago. Do you know what day I'm on? I think it was about 4 or 5 days ago I phoned him. But then I had to go and do something. I says, oh, I need to go. I'll phone you back later. And then I just phoned him the day and I went, oh, mind, I said I was going to phone you later. And he's like, I was holding my breath and I went, oh, that was a daft thing to do that. So then I says, oh, listen, I need to go. I'm busy. I'll phone you later. I've not phoned him yet. That was many years ago. But 8 years ago. Anyway, people need to learn that when I say I'm going to phone you, you need to phone me first, because that's the one thing. I don't know about you, but that just flows off my tongue. When I see people, I'll either say, I'll phone you or I'll message you. But see, when I say that, you need to do it first, because I genuinely don't have time to remember. And I'm menopausal and have brain fog, which makes me forget even more. So something has to happen for me to remember. Like, I see you again in the street. Oh, my daddy's got to phone you. Or maybe a post that you've put on Facebook pops up and I'm like, oh, I was meant to phone them 3 weeks ago. I had a pal, I still have a pal. I've got loads of pals, but this particular pal, another one for school. I swear, I don't even know how I've still got pals for school. This particular friend, I met her, and I'm sure it was around about New Year. I'm going back years ago, because I think I only had one child at the time. And I met her, and I had stuff where I meet everybody. And I says to her, well, we're just talking away, and I can't even remember. I couldn't tell you what we're talking about, because I mean, that's like 5 million years ago. I'm trying to find my back scratcher, because I've got an itchy back, and it's really annoying me, and I can't reach it. And as usual, it's on this desk, but I don't know where. So, yeah. This friend, I met her in Asda, whatever year it was, and then she didn't live anywhere near me at this point, but her mum and dad did, so obviously I didn't really see her very often, and it was the usual, everybody was busy, wasn't they? And she didn't have any kids at that point, I don't think. No, she didn't have kids at the time, so you're going back over 20 years ago, and I says to her, I'll give you a wee phone. Catch up. I think I met her about 3 years later and I still hadn't phoned her. I mean, that time I was going to phone you. But in my defence, they don't phone me either to say, Eileen, are you alright? You were going to phone me. Did you forget? So here's an announcement. Here's an FYI or a... What do you call it? What is it? I don't know what I'm trying to say, but anyway. See if I say I'm going to phone you, or I'm going to text you, or I'm going to message you, or I'm going to come and visit you or meet up with you or something like that, and I've not done it within 2 weeks, remind me, because by that point I've genuinely forgot. I mean, at that point I've probably forgot you exist. I'm sorry, that was too far. I don't this is where my brain's at this time of year. No, I've not forgot you exist. That was too far. That was bad. That was naughty. Naughty, naughty Aileen. But, yeah, by that point, I've already told about 10 other people that I'm going to phone them and text them. I've no phone and text them. But see, if I see you, I'll stand and have a conversation with you for about 3 years. I'll stand there for as long as you want to talk to you, as long as I've got nothing else to do. But if you want me to remember to phone you, for me to remember to phone you, I'd need to phone you literally as we're walking away. Talk to you on the phone. That's the only way I'm going to remember. Tell the time. I'm really bad for it. But at the same time, I also have people. So see, right, so this really only applies to people who I don't see or have contact with on a regular basis. So I'm going to defend myself here, right? And I know you're all going to say, Aileen, you're backtracking, you're just trying to make excuses, but this is genuine. I genuinely mean that I'm going to phone you and text you or message you or meet up with you or whatever when I see you. I just forget. It's just a wee accident. But if you are in contact with me on a regular basis, whether it be every day, every 3 days, once a week, something like that, whether it be on the phone, Messenger, Facebook, visiting, whatever, and I tell you I'm going to phone you, you've got a 90% chance I'll remember. But if you're not within that category, you've got about a 10% chance of me remembering. And that's me being kind to myself. So I'm friends with one of my youngest son's friend mums, if that makes sense. We became friends through the kids. We said in the summer we'll need to meet up for a coffee. It's not happened yet. We're in the new year. That was summer 2024. We're nearly summer 2025. I've not done it yet. She hasn't arranged it either. So if you're listening, you know who you are. And if you're listening, you want to go for a coffee. I don't even like coffee. People, see, this makes me laugh, right? People will go, I mean, do you want to go for a coffee? And I'll say, aye, but I don't like coffee. Well, I don't. I'll just go, yeah. When you free? When do you want to meet up? Blah, blah, blah. And then we'll go and they'll be like, oh, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know, I don't drink coffee. I can't drink tea because it upsets my stomach. So I'll just have a can of Coke, thanks. Could add that in the house. I mean, you could add a coffee in the house. So yeah, that's what it's like to be friends with Aileen. I'm a good friend, and if you need me, I'll be there. There's a song about that as well, isn't there? But I'm not doing that to you, and I think I've stressed you that enough today. I'll be there. What's the next bit? Don't know. Heads went blank. I'm too busy trying to remember who I said I'm going to phone. Ah, oh, Jesus, Johnny Macaroni. Gee up. Did anybody else ever say that we've seen, or is it just me? Am I just a pure walloper? I'm going to do an episode in season 2. I think I've already told you this, and I think I probably said I was going to do season 1. I've not done it yet. I'm going to do an episode in season 2 of translating what Aileen's saying, kinda sort of a maybe not, because I mean I think half the time I don't even know what Aileen's saying, let alone any of you know what I'm saying. Who has a vision board? I've got two. Here we go, this is Aileen's mind, because you know how I do two lists. I do a 12 month plan for business and I do a 12 month plan for pleasure, not for my personal life. I'm treading on thin ice here. I'm the same with my, what they called, vision boards. I've got one for work, one for personal life. So my work one, I've achieved one thing at least on it so far. Well, I say I've achieved one thing on it. There's not much on it. So basically on it, I've got a wee picture that just a wee print that just says podcast on it. So I've done that. I've got like an office building on it. That's something to work towards in my 5-year plan rather than my 12-month plan. Then it's more like just my logos and a couple of wee positivity things on it. So yeah, I need to freshen it up. I need to do a wee bit of something to it. That could be something I do the rest of this week. Then on my personal one, I need to change that up a wee bit as well, because I think the world doesn't know what I'm trying to say on it, because it's a bit chaotic. I know what it all means, but clearly the universe doesn't, because it's not happening. Although, actually, it could be happening. So, I've got a picture of a house, because I want a new house. Although, I want to buy a house eventually. But a new house could be a new house, and it could be rental, or it could be buying. I've got a picture of a car, because I want a new car, but it doesn't have to be the car in the picture. And then I've got a picture of me a bit slender, a bit slimmer than what I look now, because I want to be looking a wee bit less round. But I need to do it in a healthy way. And then again, a lot of it's positivity things, so it's like, I've got a wee sign on it that says, I can't see you here because I'm blind. Wait a minute. Imagine with all your mind, believe with all your heart, achieve with all your might. That sign isn't that far away from me, but I'm as blind as a bat. Then a couple of other ones that say things like, believe in yourself, never give up, follow your dreams, never stop learning. And the never stop learning one is because I'm constantly doing like additional courses that help with not just my business, but also my knowledge of any therapies or anything that I offer, potentially offer new things in the future as well. Although I've been quite unwell the last 2 months, so I've not done much studying, but I'm going to try and get back to that later this week or next week. What else is on there? Hold on. So I've got a list, and it's set. I'm going to get it off. Wait there. Hold up. Wait a minute. Oh, dear me. That's twice I fell off a pair of ladders earlier, and I've just fell. As in, I can't actually balance on my own feet. That'll be because I'm so round, falling forward. It's too much weight at one part of the body. So I need to change this, because it says 2024 personal goals. Let me see. So be more present, which I've achieved that. New home, new car. New home is in the pipeline, potentially, if I've just got somebody that just needs to phone me and say I've found a house for you. New car isn't going to happen for at least another, I would say, at least 6 to 12 months, very minimum. I definitely don't think it will happen before then. Make more memories, which that's something we should all be doing anyway. We should all be continuing to make memories, because as I said to you the other day, when we're no longer here, all that anybody has left is our memories to keep us alive. And yeah, go to the gym regular. Now this is one that's not going to be achievable for me, and I'll tell you for why. So I did go to the gym, and for anybody that doesn't know, I've got quite a few health issues, and I know the gym can be beneficial, blah blah blah, but in actual fact it made some of my health issues worse. So that's not achievable at the minute, and again probably won't be until I get a decent consultant that actually knows how to do their job. Go back a couple of episodes and you'll know what I'm talking about. Spend time with the important people in my life, and I've done that. I've changed that. I've changed so that can happen. So I was very much a people pleaser for a very long time, and would just do whatever not so that people would like me, but just so they wouldn't say anything bad about me or negative about me or whatever. And now I'm like, do you remember that song? Ooh, fuck you, your mama too, and your daddy. A bit like that, but maybe not bring mums and dads into it. Just like, aye to you. Who sang that? Celine and Celeste, is that who it was? Something like that, wasn't it? Read more. I've started doing that. Studying courses, I do that. Save. I have definitely not done that. Need money to save. A bloody pot to piss in. I'm too busy throwing all my money into starting up new businesses and keep building businesses, which I've done, and that's how I kind of save. Listen, you've got to speculate to accumulate. So they say. I've not found the bit where I'm accumulating yet, but I'm speculating. So yes, we will be changing that. So I'll set that on my desk somewhere that I can see, so that I can be working on that in the next few days. Make my new list up, because I think, considering there's what, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 things on that, and I've achieved 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've achieved 6 of them. One of them I couldn't do because of achieving one of the other ones. So I couldn't achieve the saving one because I'm putting the money into trying to build the businesses. The going to the gym, I attempted it. I tried, and I will try again when I'm allowed. I'm not allowed to go to the gym just now, I've been told by the gym and the doctor. So I can't even attempt that, even if I wanted to. The new car will happen in time, and the new home is in. Wheels are in motion, let's say that. So I think that's quite good going, actually, considering it's Aileen you're talking about, and she is thick as a 2 planks of wood. Yeah, listen, I can't do everything right. I can't keep you entertained and help people with their mental health and their businesses and everything else, and achieve my goals. Now, come on. I mean, I could, but I didn't. I've achieved most of them, and I will continue to achieve, and I will continue to make lists, and I will continue to make memories, and I will continue to attempt. And like I said, all any of us can do is try. I mean, I try everybody's patience every single day, I believe. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about me, we're talking about you. I mean, we are talking about me, but let's not point out my flaws. I give up. What was that wee song I sang to you yesterday? I can't this by myself. Me and Daniela thought in my, so I've done something and my glasses are moving, and then I feel as if I've got blood vision. Could you imagine living with me? Could you actually? It's, yeah, that's a ride and a half, and not in the good sense. So we've decided that if I was to have like I'm not telling yous, actually. Will I tell yous? Right, I'm not going to tell yous what it would be, but I'm not going to tell yous yet. Not that this is happening, right? It's not happening. But I think the full story needs to come out when Danielle's back on. But I started singing a song. What song is it? Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. I am a witch doctor. Anyway, I sang that the other day on the phone to Danielle, and the two of us burst out laughing. She's like, there's never been a song that suits you better. Don't know how to take that. So whenever you hear that song, know that you'll really hear it, because it's not as if it's a song that's played all the time. But see, when you do hear it, think of me. You're welcome. Take you to your happy place. I think I need to finish for the day. I think I'm overtired. I think that's what it is, because I started this episode 49 minutes and 42 seconds ago, and my eyes were rolling at the back of my head, and now I think my brain's rolling. You see me rolling. hating. See, I told you the other day, was it yesterday? A few days ago? I told you I have a song for every word. I mean, they're not my songs, they're somebody else's songs, but that's by the by, that's not the point of the story. The point is, I'm not a jukebox. Stick a coin on me and I'll sing you a tune. I should be on Tinder. I'd be entertaining people knowing the way they want me to. Anyhow, I'm going to go, I'm too tired for this malarkey. I hope you all enjoy the rest of your New Year's Day. I hope you are all well fed, heated, enjoying the day, enjoying your company if you're getting any company. I hope 2025 is going to be good to you. If any of you do feel as if you need a wee chitter chatter, or a wee bit of advice, a wee bit of something, or if even you want to book in for any of my appointments at some point and want the details, not to say you want to book in straight away, but if you want to book in any time in the future, give me a holla and I will send you over the information, or I'll phone you and give you the information over the phone. But you can phone if you need a wee 5 minute chat. You can just message and I'll phone you. Or if you've got any of my work numbers, you can phone and I'll message you. I'll speak to you. I'll do something. Listen, Linda. See this podcast? See these Christmas episodes? Don't judge me on them. That's all I'm going to say. The Christmas episodes are the non-professional healing. Professional healing is on a hiatus, and I genuinely don't know how to get her back. Anyway, enjoy your new year. I will be back tomorrow with another episode, and I don't know what I've got to say, but take care, stay safe, be kind to each other, be mindful, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye bye.